I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. The city of Colorado Springs is preparing an updated version of an app that allows residents to communicate with City Hall and report infrastructure problems. This comes after glitches in the current version caused the delay of more than 2,000 reports this year. The new GoCO Springs app will include an English translation feature, a more accessible interface, and more reporting options. That's according to the city's community engagement specialist, Jay Anderson. He says he hopes the new technology will help more residents to communicate effectively with the city.
This is the way that a lot of citizens interact with our government. Not everybody goes to city council meetings, but everybody travels on our roads, and everybody experiences services that the city provides. So it's important that we offer this service as a way for our citizens to let us know what's working and what's not.
He says the recent delayed reports, which included a backlog of 900 potholes, reinforced the need for the new system. The configuration of the new app has been in progress for over a year. Finalizations are still underway. Colorado will vote on whether to join an initiative that would commit its 9 electoral college votes to the winner of the national popular vote for president. The issue of joining the National Popular Vote Compact will appear on the November 2020 ballot. State has certified that compact opponents collected enough signatures to bring the issue to a referendum. Authorities say a train passing through Pueblo hit and killed a man early today. Train's crew told investigators that the man was sitting next to the tracks and did not respond to the train's horn. The man's name has not been released. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.